MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Maurice Madiba, CEO, Cloud Atlas, their new ETF just listed, African government. It's actually the S&P Africa Hard Currency Sovereign Bond Select Index. Maurice, appreciate the early morning time. A couple of important points on that. It is hard currency. In other words, we've got Egypt, Ghana, Kenya, Morocco, Namibia, Nigeria, and South Africa. But these are government bonds being issued in dollars. I imagine some euros as well.
Yes, good morning, Simon, to you and your listeners, and thanks for this chance. Yeah, so Cloud Atlas has come out with that ETF in conjunction with S&P, hard currency being a term that few people would understand, but in essence what it means is dollar-denominated debt. So a lot of the bonds that are in there, of the 19 bonds in this index and this ETF, they're all issued in dollars. And one of them from Morocco is issued in euros. So really giving you exposure to, you know, the global currencies, which a lot of countries hold in reserve, mm-hmm. but also sticking true to that Cloud Atlas mission of making Africa, designing African products and designing some of the best African products that we can.
And in this case, I mean, the countries are all, as are we, sub-investment grade, fancy way of saying, you know, junk status from the credit ratings. And in fact, we're not even in the top of the list in terms of investment grade. But it is offering a fairly decent yield. I mean, a 7 or 8% yield in ultimately US dollars, which is attractive for many investors.
Yeah, so when you look at that, this product is comparable to your U.S. Treasury, mm-hmm. And that we all consider to be investment grade. But when you look at the yield compensation that you receive from these bonds, you're getting 4 or 5% extra just to be invested in this type of instrument. So every investment instrument has its risk. But, you know, Africa has stable reserves. We are entering into somewhat of a higher commodity cycle than we had in the last decade. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the fiscal discipline of these African governments in particular that are in this basket, you find that they maintain good debt reserves. They maintain low debt to GDP ratios and compared to some other regions in the world and even other African counterparts. But ultimately, it's giving you this higher yield in an environment where yields are very low and investors are hungry for yields, which they can't find elsewhere.
And an important point of this is that it is actually, and I was surprised by just the size and liquidity of this hard currency bond market into the rest of the continent.
Yeah, so at Cloud Atlas, you know, we're quite familiar with Africa and the perception of liquidity. Mm-hmm. You know, with the equity markets, we've seen what the liquidity is like in there. Very low in some respects. But now when you look at this bond market, in particular the euro bonds, you have liquidity per day of around $200 million. So very attractive for international investors and even local investors who tend to trade in bonds and fixed income instruments. And one of the interesting things about this product design is, you know, in South Africa, we get a lot of attraction to our bonds because of the carry trade. Yeah. But now when you look at the comparison of this index versus the GIVI, it's starting to slightly outperform that. So really also offering for South African investors that are sitting on cash an opportunity just to diversify away from rand-based earnings and actually get dollar-based earnings at pretty much the same rate.
Yeah, and that yield in that, as you say, that hard currency. Distributions quarterly, code for those interested, ASBI, of course, trading on the JSE, and it can go into your tax-free savings account as well. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.